Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back here to 560 WQAM and welcome to the 5 o'clock hour. Greg Likens alongside Troy Stratford. Alex Salon on the other side of the glass as we fill in for Hocken Crowder as the guy's on vacation, much-deserved vacation, as having some fun here. By the way, coming up at 6 o'clock, Kevin Rogers will be in here. So
K-Rod.
Looking forward to hearing K-Rod on our drive home. And a little bit later on tonight, Larry Bluestein will be on with the high school sports show. So great evening programming coming your way once we sign off at 6 o'clock. Troy, as we've detailed throughout the first 3 hours of this program, it was a busy weekend in terms of sports, and the long weekend kind of added to that with the 4th of July holiday and everything. But between Kawhi Leonard and Paul George teaming up with the Los Angeles Clippers, some other free agency news that came down, and then, of course, all the soccer that we detailed last hour. It was a fun one. Lots of things to keep track of. Summer league's going on, so you diehard Heat fans probably keeping track of Duncan Robinson and Nunn and Hero and all of their exploits. But one of the major after effects of Paul George being traded from the Thunder to the Clippers is that now it appears that Russell Westbrook wants out of Oklahoma City. As you heard there in the update, Shams from The Athletic says, based on conversations among player, agent, and team, Oklahoma City for the first time is receptive toward trade calls on franchise star Russell Westbrook, league sources tell The Athletic NBA. On top of that, ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski was on SportsCenter throughout the weekend talking about potential suitors for Russell Westbrook, and he said this on SportsCenter, quote, probably a team without salary cap space who needs a trade to bring an impact player. One team you saw already do that this summer is the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler in a sign-and-trade to go play for Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra. And the idea of Westbrook there to have that kind of influx of talent, they don't have many picks to give Oklahoma City, but with that contract, I don't know how much Oklahoma City can expect to get back. I think they might be fortunate to not have to add a pick to the deal because of the kind of money facing Westbrook. But I think Miami's a team to watch, and I think there will certainly be other suitors who will emerge here as well. So that's from Woj on Saturday night. So all signs are pointing to the Miami Heat
to Miami
not only being interested, but also their potential being mutual interest in a deal getting done. To be fair, the Houston Rockets and the Detroit Pistons names, those teams have already been brought up as well, that they're interested in potentially pursuing
the
Russell
Houston
Westbrook.
Rockets.
Yes.
Unless they have picks, like they don't want Chris Paul in return.
It would be hard to imagine the Thunder trying to get Chris Paul in return for Russell Westbrook.
No.
Right.
No.
So that doesn't seem likely. You'd also, much like it was brought up when Jimmy Butler was rumored to the Houston Rockets, really liked him and they were going to pursue a sign and trade route there. It's like, I don't know how that mix is going to fit together, right? It's already hard enough with James Harden and Chris Paul and some of the reported issues there. Like Jimmy Butler there, certainly not going to happen now. But the idea of Russell Westbrook going there, I know he used to be teammates with James Harden, but that one seems hard to believe.
I don't see that one working.
I don't either. Detroit, I don't know exactly what they would be able to give up. I was reading a little bit online that they've got some draft pick compensation, which may be attractive. But I think they would ideally be looking to team him with Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond if they could afford all of that. So maybe they'd have to send Reggie Jackson that way with some draft pick compensation. They have to make the salaries work, to be sure. But for those who don't know, Russell Westbrook is due $170 million over the next 4 years. So his contracts go like this: 38.5 for the upcoming season. I'm talking million. 41.4 the next season, 44.2 the following season, and then a player option of $47.1 million in 2022-23. So it is an enormous, enormous contract.
It's a lot of cheddar, man.
But it's also kind of the cost of doing business these days. I mean, you see Damian Lillard just signed a four-year extension worth over $190 million. So these guys are all making a ton of money. Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald issued this as a possible trade package that the Heat could send to Oklahoma City to get Westbrook. And he said that they could trade the expiring contracts of Goran Dragic and Myers Leonard, who combined to make about $30.5 million.
Oh, so they're close.
From a cap perspective, you could include Justice Winslow, and that would be $13 million on top of that. And that would be enough to complete the deal from Miami's perspective, but that would increase the Thunder's payroll by nearly $5 million this season, which is something they likely would not want to do. If you attach Bam Adebayo or Tyler Hero in place of Winslow, it wouldn't satisfy cap requirements in this scenario because the Heat would surpass the hard cap that it must play under for a year after acquiring Butler. Because of the sign-and-trade for Butler, they're on this hard cap where they cannot spend more than $138.9 million in the upcoming season on the salary for the roster. So,
honey, you can only spend $138 million, okay?
That's what they're saying to Pat Riley. That's what Andy Ellisberg is telling him. Like, all right, calm down on all that. But yeah, so these are some of the elements at play. And it's interesting because as we've done the show so far, and we've been kind of perusing the text line, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 560-22. At least earlier in the show, it wasn't unanimous that people would want Russell Westbrook on the Heat.
No. What's your take on it?
I say go for it. My whole thing was my only reservation would be if Jimmy Butler says, I don't vibe well with Russell Westbrook. There's a different star potentially out there, like a Bradley Beal or maybe someone we're not even thinking of that could become available in 2020's offseason or 2021 that Jimmy Butler says, that's my guy. I think he'd be perfect. Because in fairness, not of respect to him, he gave up $50 million that he could have made extra in Philadelphia. He also was on a Philadelphia team that I think many right now would say is in better position than the Miami Heat to contend for a championship.
Correct.
So he gave up all of that to join the Heat, be part of the culture, be aligned with Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra.
He wants something else here.
Yeah, I mean, he wants something else here. I just don't know if there's some behind-the-scenes storyline where he's like, man, Russ and I don't get along, then I think you need to run that by him before you do this. If he's cool with Russell Westbrook, then I say you go all in and do it now. Because one of the perspectives that I want to provide for everybody out there, if you remember, 8 days ago at 5 o'clock in the evening,
right?
Nobody thought the Heat were going to do anything. We thought it was going to be the exact same roster that was coming back.
They didn't think that they had a play whatsoever.
At all,
in this whole free agent
thing. And now we're 8 days later. We're just a little over a week removed.
And now you got a shot to go get something.
You already have Jimmy Butler. You've gotten rid of Whiteside. Yeah, you had to lose Josh Richardson in a first-round draft pick, but you did so. And now you have the possibility of adding another. This guy's a superstar. He's an MVP from a few years ago. He averages triple-doubles an entire season over the last 3 years, which is unthinkable. And so all of that could be down here on the roster with Jimmy Butler. And some of the people out there are saying, oh, I don't want to give up our young players.
When 5 days ago they were sitting there saying, oh,
we can't
do anything until, you know, next year.
Right. We had to wait till Whiteside and Dragic.
Right.
And then the year after that, James Johnson
expired.
And Deion Waiters,
right.
All their contracts expired.
And now they're saying, no, you go get him.
My goodness. Like, you have this opportunity. To me, you have to strike while the iron's hot. Take advantage here. And even though it's unpredictable, even though it was unthinkable just a week ago, you now have a shot to get Jimmy Butler along with Russell Westbrook, then you figure out the rest. That's what happened when the Big Three was formed. And I get it. That's different. You're getting LeBron, the best player in the world, to team with a champion in Dwayne Wade and then adding a Chris Bosh. So it's not the same. But the thought process is the same because the thought process then was we get that top-end talent on the team. We'll figure out the rest from there.
Right.
And that's the way Pat Riley has worked his entire career.
The other pieces will actually be easier to get. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but
we've
easier
seen it,
than getting the big dog.
We've seen it before, right? Like,
yes.
Right now, like Anthony Davis is traded to the Lakers, and he and LeBron are there. And now all of a sudden you've got a bunch of veterans that are going to sign for the minimum or for maybe less than they could have gotten on the open
Cousins,
market.
$5 million
because,
again.
Yeah, you get a chance at a championship. And here's the other big part of, like, Kawhi, thank you, Kawhi, if this Russell Westbrook thing happens, because you're the one who got Paul George to decide he was going to, like, back out on his deal with OKC and his partnership with Russell Westbrook, and that got the ball rolling. But also, Kawhi, you deciding to do that and going to L.A. leads to the Eastern Conference weakening because your presence isn't there anymore. And Kevin Durant is out for the upcoming season. And so I know the Philadelphia 76ers have a nice collection of talent with Josh Richardson.
Milwaukee.
And Milwaukee with the Greek Freak, and they've added some nice pieces. But guess what? The East is open. It is open. It's there for the taking. There is a possibility that the Miami Heat can go from irrelevant to all we talked about with the Miami Heat was barely missing the playoffs and celebrating Dwayne Wade's farewell anniversary tour. You're going to retire. That's what we went from as Heat fans, enjoying a playoff-less season.
You're so right.
Irrelevance. And, oh my gosh, we can't believe how many Dwayne Wade fans are at opposing arenas. That was the highlight of the season last year. Can't believe everybody in Atlanta and Charlotte and in Portland and every other away arena opened their arms to embrace the legend that's Dwayne Wade. That was the highlight of everything. We were all thrilled. We couldn't believe it when Udonis Haslem scored that bucket to give Dwayne Wade the triple-double in his final game. Like, that was the peak, the pinnacle of last year.
You
and now we're talking about
a little bit more
Butler, Westbrook, and whoever else in this team leading you deep into the playoffs. And some people don't want to do that because Tyler Hero may be some sharpshooter that you miss out on. As one example. Like, come on, let's put this in perspective here. You want to be back, you want to be relevant, you go after the big guys.
Absolutely.
And everybody else, oh man, you know, Russell Westbrook and Jimmy Butler, they're going to be 34 years old, they're making $50 million a year, all this
stuff.
They
bring up the negative right away.
I'll deal with that when the time comes. I want to see those guys, using LeBron's term, on South Beach
together.
You.
Go get them. Make yourself relevant again. Get the excitement going. Build with the other pieces that you got to put there. Make it happen. Go get it.
What about the Heat fans saying patience? Bradley Beal still an option. Even if you have to take on John Wall, that would be a better team. You just have to wait 1 year. Maybe all you have to wait is until February at the trade deadline. Like, what do you say to those Heat fans?
Wake up. Get over it. We're doing this now.
Well, I do think I can understand where some Heat fans, like, we got a text about Justice Winslow, right? People are saying that, hey, man, we really like the progress he made as a point guard last year, switching over to that role when Goran Dragic was out. And I'm with you. I mean, that was one of the parts of the season that he was a revelation. And that was one of the main takeaways that I had, that you feel much better about his future than you did prior to the start of the season. But at the end of the day, Solano, we talk about this a lot. Like, is Justice Winslow a key piece on a championship team?
Yeah. Is he a superstar?
And I would say that he could be a nice piece on a championship team, but he's pretty far down the road in terms of, like, where you'd rank your best players, right? You'd say that on a championship team, like Josh Richardson, we brought that up with him, the idea of, like, what could he have been? And now he's on a Sixers team where, in that starting lineup, he's the fifth best player.
Absolutely. And he gets some wide-open shots.
And that's appropriate for him.
Perfect
Justice Winslow
fit.
Could be the same type of guy, I think, like the fifth best player on a championship team.
I'll say it again. You look at the Miami Heat's roster, minus Butler, and of the top teams in the league, of the remaining players on the Heat's roster right now, is there one of those top teams that would say, gotta have him, or I gotta have him? I don't see that happening.
I don't see it either.
Move on. Build something else.
So you and I are on board with this. Solana was riding the fence earlier. Have we convinced you otherwise, Solana? I know you see both sides of this, but what is holding you back from going completely all in for Russell Westbrook?
Watching that OKC Thunder team have a hot start with a better team than they would have constructed in Miami with Paul George, who we all agreed is better than Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's great, all-star. Not trying to take anything away from Jimmy Buckets, but Paul George is a better player alongside Russell Westbrook with a better center, Steven Adams. Again, a much better team than they would have constructed here, at least for the time being in Miami. And they were a quick first-round exit to a team that got swept by a Warriors team without Kevin Durant. So, like, a team that didn't even end up winning the championship swept a team that beat this OK Thunder team in the first round. We've seen it time and time again. It's Russell Westbrook's inability to be consistent, to show up when it really matters, to transform his game. And now the guy who's built his entire legacy or his entire, all-star appearance on athleticism is only getting older.
All fair points. We do have, I don't want to call it a Woj bomb, but we have a tweet from Adrian Wojnarowski.
Firecracker?
2 minutes ago. Story filed to ESPN. In aftermath of Paul George's departure, OKC star Russell Westbrook is welcoming to idea of Sam Presti engineering a trade that would bring an end to his illustrious 11-year Thunder tenure. Miami's expressed interest, a destination that appeals to Westbrook. Oh,
it's
the pieces
baby.
Of the puzzle are coming together here, right? I mean, we're connecting the dots.
Solana, stirring the stuff in the pot.
We hear it from Woj. That's got to get everybody fired up, right?
You know what? Let's go get him, baby. Woo! Let's go get Westbrook. Let's do it.
I mean, textures bring up a good point here, and I know we talked about it a little earlier, but the East compared to the West, I know what Solana said, that arguably the Thunder had a more talented team, but they're up against it when it comes to that competition, the Western Conference. Westbrook gets here, I feel like in a way he'd be liberated a little bit because, you know, you go through a playoff run, yes, the Sixers and the Milwaukee Bucks right now look like they're probably the top two teams in no particular order in the East. And the Celtics, we don't know how good they're going to be. They had Kemba Walker. You know, they were actually better without Kyrie Irving, so maybe they'll be better without him, although they lose Horford to the 76ers.
I think he's the key right there.
But Toronto, without Kawhi Leonard, I take nothing away from Siakam and Lowry and Marc Gasol, but like I'd welcome that matchup if the Heat have Russell Westbrook and Jimmy Butler. I like my chances there. The Indiana Pacers, I think, are flying under everybody's radar. The Nets, a year from now, I'll say I'm excited about them. But right now, without Kevin Durant healthy, I don't know. Like, right now, you have a chance. If you're the Heat, I'd say with Russell Westbrook to not only be a top four team, I'd argue be the third best team in the Eastern Conference regular season-wise. And once you get to the playoffs, all bets are off. You don't know what could happen.
Hmm.
Joel Embiid's knee flares up again. Ben Simmons realizes he can't shoot a shot other than a layup. And then all of a sudden, Josh Richardson's got to be bailing them out because Tobias Harris disappears at the end of big games. I like my chances there as well. And then against Milwaukee, you just play a box and one against...
It's been shown, right?
Against Giannis. Follow him around everywhere you go. And by the way, you don't even have to follow him around everywhere because he still hasn't really proven he can make an outside shot.
Yeah, he's coming to you.
I don't know, man. This is getting exciting.
So we got the Heat in the finals already.
Yeah, maybe I took that a little too far.
Maybe a little bit.
But my point is, for everybody who's doubting the idea of going after a guy in Russell Westbrook, imagine the possibilities, because these possibilities would not even exist if Pat Riley hadn't gone after Jimmy Butler, hadn't gotten rid of Hassan Whiteside. And the reality that we were all stuck with 8 days ago was another ho-hum season. Maybe you win 39 games again, but maybe that's not even a possibility because Dwayne Wade's not there to bail you out in his final season. And we go from that to 8 days later on the precipice of potential greatness.
Wow.
Greg, don't backpedal, baby. Are you telling me the Heat is on?
Oh, yeah. The Heat is on. What do you think, Troy?
I think it's on.
I think the Heat's on as well. There we go! The Heat's on! This is exactly what Troy didn't want to have happen. All the cocky Heat fans coming out of nowhere.
Cocky Heat fans back, baby!
I welcome this one, though. I welcome this. I really would like to see it. I like it. Listen, I like it better. It's more excitement in the city. When any of the teams win, the Canes, the Dolphins, the Heat, it's the city is just so much better. So I welcome that.
Hey, Troy, remember when the Knicks thought they were going to land everybody this offseason and you guys got nobody?
Nah, we got somebody. Forgot who it was.
Julius Randle?
No.
RJ Barrett?
No.
Bobby Portis?
No.
Wayne Ellington?
No.
Elfrid Payton?
No, you're missing them. See, that's how...
Taj Gibson?
Yes, there it is.
That's the guy you were waiting for? The guy who's closer to 40 than anything else?
I can see Spike Lee sporting that jersey right now.
All right. All right, let's take a timeout, Troy. We'll come back. I guess the question now becomes, since there is reported mutual interest between the Heat and Russell Westbrook, is what do you give up if you're the Heat in a deal to get Russell Westbrook? I know, but the fans want to get down to the nitty-gritty, the details. What would you give up in a trade to get Russell Westbrook? We'll come back and discuss next here on QAM. Radio.
Lycans.com.
We're back here, 560 WQAM. Greg Lycans alongside Troy Stratford in for Hawk and Crowder. Alex Solano with us as well. As we hope everybody's driving safe out there. I know it's been very rainy, but we have some exciting possibilities.
Possibility.
Coming up here for our market as far as the sports scene is concerned. You ready? Wojnarowski, Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN, tweeted out that he had a story filed to ESPN. The story is now posted. You ready for me to read some of these details
here? Go for it.
In the aftermath of co-star Paul George's departure, Oklahoma City's Russell Westbrook welcomes the idea of general manager Sam Presti engineering a trade that would bring an end to his illustrious 11-year career with the franchise, league sources tell ESPN. The Miami Heat have expressed interest, a potential destination that also appeals to Westbrook, league sources said. Westbrook and his agent, Thad Fauché, have been discussing trade possibilities and scenarios with Presti, and the sides are both motivated to find a resolution sooner rather than later. Westbrook wants to play for a team pursuing contention, which is no longer the case once George forced a trade to the Clippers to partner with Kawhi Leonard. Westbrook's affinity for Oklahoma City, the region, and fan base has never wavered, but the Thunder's falling out of contention sped up with the George trade makes the idea of playing elsewhere in his 30s feel as though it could be the proper competitive decision, sources said. The Thunder have been eliminated in the opening round of the Western Conference playoffs in three straight years. Westbrook, who's 30 years old, has 4 years and $170 million left on his contract. The Thunder have accumulated six future first-round picks in the past 3 days in trades with the Clippers for Paul George and the Denver Nuggets for Jeremy Grant, including two first-round picks, a 2021 unprotected pick and a 2023 protected pick in a roundabout way via the Miami Heat, ironically. Miami acquired all-star guard Jimmy Butler in a four-way sign-and-trade at the start of free agency. President Pat Riley and Coach Eric Spoelstra continue to be aggressive in pursuing star-level veteran talent without the benefit of salary cap space or many coveted future assets to peddle in deals.
I like it.
So that is what Adrian Wojnarowski just posted about 10 minutes ago on ESPN.com. So, you know, Troy, I
see you getting excited over
there. I'm really excited about this. Because also, think about it from this standpoint, not just for the Miami Heat, but also what have we been saying during this offseason, like general offseason for the Miami teams? Like the Marlins are playing, but they're irrelevant, right? The Dolphins, there's been rumblings about tanking. Certainly they're
getting
rebuilding.
The first pick in next year's draft.
Yeah, and if you're not going to use the tank word, that's fine, but they're rebuilding, right? This is a process in which they're going to try to get better, and they're trying to do it the right way this time. And then you look at the Miami Heat. We thought that they were going to be in this purgatory as well, in which they'd be irrelevant. They'd have to be patient and get these contracts off the books over the next couple of off seasons before they were truly a player in free agency to attract an established talent. And then the Florida Panthers, to their credit, I mean, they have been relatively irrelevant because they keep missing the playoffs, but they've built up a nice roster and they brought in Joel Quenneville from formerly of the Blackhawks, who's won Stanley Cups. And so they're on the rise as well. But it was just a few months ago in which you're like, man, South Florida sports scene is
pretty
rough.
Pretty dismal.
Yeah. And, you know, the Miami Hurricanes are coming off a disappointing season, though there's been replenished hope because of Manny Diaz's presence there.
So life is being injected into South Florida sports.
I'm just saying
once again
that, like, I'm feeling a lot better than I was a few months ago. I'm feeling a lot better than I was a little over a week ago, especially as it pertains to the Miami Heat. So if they can make this happen, I say you got to do it. And the question will be, what do you give up? And, you know, I think we could go back and forth on these sorts of things. The quote I read from Wojnarowski earlier, that I literally wrote down what he said on his SportsCenter hit Saturday into Sunday. And he said that because that contract is so big, even though the Thunder are looking to get future assets, that they may have to throw in one of the picks they've accumulated just to get somebody to take that contract off of their hands. So the Heat doesn't matter what they get in return outside of Westbrook. If there is a pick that sweetens the deal, they need to have their salaries matching up with Oklahoma City with Westbrook, because Westbrook was going to make $38.5 million in his first year, hypothetically with the Heat. They need to make sure their salaries match up because they cannot go over the hard cap. It's a really tricky situation. So it's not like they can just get within the 15%, which is normally what you can do to make a trade legal by rule. You also have to consider it's got to be pretty much the same. It certainly can't be too much less because Oklahoma City's not going to want to have to take on anymore. And if it is less and Westbrook is eating up more of your salary cap space than the guys that you're getting rid of, then suddenly the league doesn't work, or excuse me, the trade doesn't work by league rule because of that hard cap stipulation. So just some things to think about.
It's just too much smoke all in this thing. You have interest on both sides, both parties, and Oklahoma, they're definitely going to move him. And you sit there and you say, where else could he go? Where else could he fit? And I really believe that he could fit with Butler, like two defensive-minded guys. I'm not even talking about these guys offensively. I'm talking about the Miami Heat. When you really look at them, they're built on defense, rotations, play that tough-nosed basketball. And I look at them defensively and I go, now that's a pretty good basketball team that you're putting together there. And it's all about putting the pieces together after that. But you've been saying it all day, you know, when you get the big piece, the other pieces, you never know what's going to happen. Right. And we never saw the Jimmy Butler thing coming about, and that has come about. This is, I'm not going to sit here and say it's going to happen because I don't want to put any predictions out there, but I just like where the Miami Heat sit right now. I like that their name is the number one name that's being bantered about.
Here is the only thing I'll say about that. And I don't want to be, I mean, I've been hyping this up throughout this hour especially. Have we gotten to a point where if this doesn't happen for the Heat, that we're all going to be disappointed? Right? Like have our expectations gotten to the
Solana,
point?
Solana, you're the Heat fan.
Well, you know what's going to happen, right? The people who were calling Pat Riley washed literally 2 weeks ago before he was able to land Jimmy Butler are going to resurface. And, you know, it's going to be the end-all, be-all reaction of, oh, Riley couldn't get it done again. He striked out again. Riley couldn't get it done. He's washed. He needs to step down. Because that's how people react.
That quick after bringing Butler here?
That's how people react, man.
It'll be a delusional reaction if it is. But I guess my point isn't, Solana makes a good one. But my whole thing here is, like, because, you know, we see where there's smoke, there's fire, where you're connecting all the dots, now you know there's mutual interests. If for some reason they can't strike a deal, are Heat fans going to suddenly be disappointed? Like, is there going to be a sense that, hey, we should have had Westbrook?
Absolutely.
Right?
I think they get disappointed.
I think so, too.
I think the only other team that's been rumored out there is the Detroit Pistons, right? So,
because the Rockets don't seem like that would make sense.
Yeah. Been there, done that, saw that.
Yeah, I don't think we see that. Hey, Troy, we've had...
And his wardrobe fits better in Miami than in Detroit. Would you agree?
I agree wholeheartedly on that, yes. Quite frankly, he is going to... I know that it's been a really nice story, and I like the smaller market teams having success and having the superstars, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, like Russell Westbrook in Miami, that seems like a perfect fit on a number of levels, including, to your point, his regalia and everything he's wearing going in and out of games. And sometimes questionable decisions, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But hey, that's kind of the way he rolls. Troy, we've had some people waiting on hold for a long time here, and we didn't mean to ignore anybody. We've had some exciting news, a lot of different topics to discuss here on this Monday. Let's go quickly to D, who's been hanging by in Miami. D, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you, man?
Doing well. What's on your mind, D?
No, nothing. Well, earlier you guys were talking about the Miami Heat and Pat Riley and LeBron.
Yes.
And the World Cup, too. I may need more time because I wanted to touch on both. Troy, you're a little bit off, but the fans are not exactly correct either, because there was a lot of background stuff that was going on behind the scenes. Because when LeBron just got here, he was promised the whole world, and it was a bait and switch, because they have been kind of disrespectful to him, because they traded away a couple guys that he wanted on the team that there was no discussion about it. It was just done. Oh, we don't need to talk to LeBron. We're just going to do it. I've seen that respect shown to Michael Jordan, to Kobe, to other players of that esteem.
Well, and D, real quick, I'll let you continue, but you know, the one guy that I always think of is they used the amnesty clause on Mike Miller, and LeBron did not want them to get rid of Mike Miller.
Well, even before that, what was the guy that they called the Guardian? I forgot his name. Joel something.
You're talking about Joel Anthony?
Right. He was not going to
They called him the Warden. They called him the Warden.
Not.
Yeah, the Warden.
But the Warden, correct.
Yeah.
He was not going to determine his what. But here's the thing. LeBron can score. Dwayne Wade can score. Bosh can score. Ray Allen can score. They had scorers. They needed defenders. Now, it's a respect factor. And the reason why he reacted the way he reacted, and Stephen A. spoke about this because I listened to some of his blogs, is LeBron didn't like the way he was being disrespected by Pat Riley, because Pat Riley's from this old regime where I am the GM, I'm in charge, you listen to me. Those days are done. The players are not necessarily dictators, but the players try to do things in a certain way. And LeBron felt disrespected, and this is the ongoing theme for him. People disrespect him. Charles Barkley, you name it. No matter what he does, it seems that people disrespect him. He never came out and said, I'm the king. People labeled him the king, and he played very kingly and very, you know, he's considered part of the best player in the world. The
yeah, so, D, so your point is that he felt disrespected by Pat Riley. That's your point.
The problem is, exactly, he was not felt. He was. He made it clear on an interview what he did with Stephen A. Smith. And it was very disrespectful what Pat Riley did. You don't come and tell the man, we'll give you anything you want. Come
and
on
then
down.
Don't do
we
it.
Got you. Everything is great. Then all of a sudden, behind his back, you're doing trades. At least Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan got the respect to where they told him, hey, we're going to bring this guy in. Even if they're going to do it anyway, at least they mention it to him. You get what I'm saying? It's a respect factor. That's all what it is.
Gotcha. D, thank you very much.
I like your take on that.
Appreciate the call. Thank you for your patience and for listening today. Thank you very much. I know you had we also could talk some soccer, too. We got to take a break here as we got one final segment to go. But so there you go. So that was kind of a happy medium for the arguments that were made between your argument and what Solana was saying, right? Because it points out some of the facts that back up your argument, Troy, in that there's good reason why LeBron James wanted to leave, and that the Heat maybe should have already had a good idea that was going to happen.
They should have. That's the way I look at it. They should have.
Okay.
And we know, like, D kept it all about players on the court and all of that, but we've heard about the off-the-court things also when it comes to his crew of guys, and how, not that they wanted the run of the entire place, but they didn't get treated the way that they felt they should be treated. And I could see that being LeBron James. I could definitely see that.
Well, and you could also make the argument that if they weren't willing to, you know, go over the luxury tax or go over the luxury tax more than they already were to keep a Mike Miller around, when you have this unique once-in-a-generation type talent like LeBron James, and it's like, you know, when else would you ever do that? Right, like that's not the time where you need to be cutting back on some of the costs. Some people would say. Now, again, we're not Mickey Arison; we don't have that type of money, so it's easy to say that sitting here. But I've heard that argument made in the past as well.
True.
Yeah. All right, Troy. We're going to come back. We got one final segment before we wrap things up. Kay Rogers in the house. Kevin Rogers will be on following us at 6 o'clock. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
Radio.com.
We're back here on 560 WQAM. Greg Likens alongside Troy Stratford in for Hawk and Crowder. Final segment here on this Monday. It's been a busy day. Lots going on in the world of sports. Just tuning in. Adrian Wojnarowski.
More going on tomorrow.
Well, I was gonna say, you and I will be back on tomorrow in this time slot, 2 to 6. And Woj has put an article out within the last half an hour or so talking about Russell Westbrook welcoming the idea of a trade, and that the Miami Heat as a destination appeals to him as well. So there's mutual interest between the Heat and Russell Westbrook. And yeah, we'll see how the ball rolls after this, but this is certainly enticing and exciting for Heat fans. The possibility of adding Russell Westbrook to Jimmy Butler and whatever else would remain on the roster. And suddenly, this upcoming season looks completely different than we ever anticipated. With that being said, Troy, it is the Funky Buddha happy hour here, the 5 o'clock hour on the Hawk and Crowder show, which probably doesn't have the same feel to it because Crowder's not here. Crowder drinks beer like a fish, and he loves Funky Buddha beer, and rightfully so because it's terrific. And I've been down to the tap room they have in Oakland Park, and they do a terrific job, all different types of flavors and themes. But, yeah, I'm guessing that Crowder, he is – I don't know if you know what Crowder's doing on his vacation. So Hawk is in Japan.
Fishing?
Well, Hawk's in Japan for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And Crowder is literally like RVing around the country.
Oh.
Yeah. So he told me before he left that he was going to stockpile the fridge in the RV with Funky Buddha beer. So we hope both of them are having fun. Hawk on the other side of the world and Crowder really seeing the country in a different way, because I think he's going to make it all the way up to Minnesota and then and back. So that's a unique way to travel, but a fun way to travel. You ever done that? Have you RV'd around?
No, I always wanted to do that, to be honest with you. And then I remember Keith Sims, he did that with his family. I think he actually does it like every summer.
I think he does that all the time.
Yeah, he does it all the time.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
He's a big proponent of that. He loves that.
I don't have that big supporting cast to do that, you know? They got two great families right there.
Yeah, so you
take the kids.
You don't really want to do that as a solo act, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's hard. It's hard to, you know, if you want to be driving overnight and stuff, I mean, that can make it difficult. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that was kind of a downer note there, Troy.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't a downer.
Was it meant to be a downer note? No, okay.
Not at all.
Okay, it kind of made me feel bad there for a second.
No.
All right, Kevin Rogers in the house. He's coming up next at 6 o'clock, so he will continue the discussion, I'm sure, of everything going on with the Russell Westbrook rumors and reports. Later on, Larry Bluestein will be here as well at 8 o'clock for the High School Sports Show. So we've got good hands to turn things over into as the rest of the night continues. Troy, I'm not really going to do this to you, but I was thinking about it. You have any interest in the Home Run Derby tonight, Major League Baseball? Will you at least flip it on when you get home tonight?
I will flip it on.
But you don't have a favorite in this? Because I feel like it'd be unfair after we, you know, kind of ran you through the ringer of going through your free agency predictions. If I ask you for a prediction and then hold you to it for tomorrow, like I feel like that may be unfair.
I got to go homer on this. Matter of fact, I don't even know if he's in it.
I'm guessing he's not, considering you just said
that.
But
you know I'm a big Met fan.
Oh.
Is Alonso in it?
Pete Alonso's in it, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That's your pick?
Yeah.
Okay. There
Simple
you go.
Simple as that. 30 home runs this year?
Troy Stratford?
Easy.
His pick is Pete Alonso.
I mean, the ball just flies off his bat.
He came out of nowhere,
You don't
right?
have to write that down. I'll remind you.
No, I circled it just so I remember. But he came out of nowhere, right?
Actually, not really. Like, if you're a Met fan, he didn't come out of nowhere.
Catch me up.
He didn't come out of nowhere.
So you had, I know you had some like some compelling story about.
No, but when he came up, they just talked about how live his bat is and how the ball, like when he hits it, it's just different than some players are like that, and I don't know where that comes from. I guess the strength in your arms or whatever the case may be, but he's always had the stars next to his name, and they're not surprised about it.
Okay, well, Pete Alonso, that's your pick. Yeah, Christian Yelich backed out. I was kind of hoping to see him in that tonight. What do you say? I'm going to go with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. That'd be a cool story, right?
Ooh.
I don't know. I want to have a little.
He's up and coming star.
I want it to be interesting tonight. So, yeah. Troy, it's been fun. 4 hours went by quickly, as always.
We'll
Alex Solano,
tomorrow.
Terrific job.
Solano.
And we'll see you tomorrow. It's Solana, not Solano, but, you know.
See you tomorrow, Solana.
We'll work on that. Thanks to everybody who texted in throughout the show. Kevin Rogers coming up next. Stay tuned here on 560 WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.